and I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. U.S. diplomats are in Syria for the first time since the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
At the top of their agenda is the whereabouts of American journalist Austin Tice, who went missing in Syria in 2012. The State Department says U.S. diplomats will also be talking directly with the Syrian people about their vision for the future of their country. The rebel group that led the assault on Damascus, forcing President Bashar al-Assad to flee, is designated a foreign terrorist organization by the U.S. and others, but that's not prohibiting U.S. officials from speaking to the group. Donna Water, Washington.
South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol is denying a rebellion accusation, according to his lawyer. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma has more.
South Korean investigators are pressing ahead with their probe into President Yoon Suk-yeol over his December 3 martial law declaration. A lawyer and spokesman for Yoon's emerging legal team echoes the South Korean president's assertion on Thursday that his short-lived martial law decree did not amount to a rebellion. Seok Dong-hyeon denied claims the president ordered the military to arrest his political opponents. The martial law enactment lasted only 6 hours, but it caused huge political turmoil in South Korea. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Authorities say a 7-year-old girl has died and a teacher and 5 other students were wounded in a knife attack at a school in the Croatian capital Zagreb, authorities said Friday. Police said the attack happened at 9:50 a.m. at Preko Elementary School. They described the attacker as a young male and said he had been detained. Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković said the government was horrified by the news.